Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police are investigating an armed robbery that took place in Newlands on Monday evening. Officers were called to a convenience store on Hurst Road around 8 p.m. after reports that two men entered the shop, one of them brandishing a knife. The men stole an undisclosed amount of cash before fleeing on foot towards the rear of the building. No injuries were reported. The suspects are described as medium built and dressed in black clothing. One of the men was wearing a red mask and red slippers. The Bodentown Criminal Investigation Department is leading the investigation, and anyone who witnessed the incident or has information is asked to contact the police at 947-2220. Anonymous tips can be submitted through the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 or via the RCIPS website. Tips can also be provided anonymously through the Cayman Crime Stoppers online or app. To the courts, a woman who cannot be identified for legal reasons has pled guilty to assault occasioning actual bodily harm against a child. The charges relate to an incident that took place at a school in West Bay on the 20th of August 2025. She entered her guilty pleas before the chief magistrate and has been granted bail. The court has ordered her to return to court in March for sentencing, which is scheduled for the 16th. In similar court news, a man who cannot be identified will return to court in 3 weeks as he faces 5 counts of indecent assault against a child known to him. The case was mentioned recently in court where it was confirmed that legal aid for the defendant remains outstanding. The Crown is also expected to apply for an interim sexual harm prevention order. The man remains on bail under strict condition while the case progresses. When he next appears in court, prosecutors are expected to indicate whether the matter will be heard in the summary court or set to the grand court for trial. Keyshawn Bodden has pleaded guilty to 2 counts of assaulting police officers during an incident in Bodentown in June 2025. He entered the guilty pleas in summary court earlier today. The court requested an amended social inquiry report before sentencing. Bodden will return to court in a few weeks when the chief magistrate will decide his fate. Cayman Crime Stoppers has a problem. They want to pay people who help solve crimes, but they can't find them. The organization authorized cash rewards for recent anonymous tips that led to successful police operations, but the very anonymity that protects tipsters now makes it impossible to let them know they've earned money. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
Cayman Crime Stoppers Chairman Travis Danley says recent weeks have proven that the system works. Anonymous tips from the community have helped to identify suspects and execute search warrants as the Cayman Islands intensifies its fight against crime. But now Cayman Crime Stoppers is facing a bit of an unusual challenge. It has money to give away, but no way to contact the people who've earned it. That's because Crime Stoppers is 100% anonymous. No names, no phone numbers, no email addresses. So the only link between a tipster and his or her information is a reference number. Crime Stoppers is now urging anyone who submitted a tip recently to check their status by visiting caymancrimestoppers.com or by using the mobile app. Just enter your reference number. The organization also wants to stress that rewards aren't just for gun-related tips. Recent payouts have included information about illegal drugs, property crimes, and theft. Mr. Danley says if you know something, don't assume it's insignificant, because your piece of the puzzle could be the one that solves a case. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
If you'd like to find out more, visit caymancrimestoppers.com. Students from across the Cayman Islands have been virtually jumping into the sea with researchers from the Grouper Moon Project this week.
And the NASA, as you can see, are already aggregating at the site and are hanging out. A lot of them are hunkering down there at the bottom, cleaning stations and such, right?
The annual spawning aggregation in Little Cayman gives scientists the opportunity to gather data about the endangered species, including visiting Oregon State intern Wave Moretto. She told Group Moon Project researcher Todd Mohanan she's there for the headshots.
I'm going down with a GoPro camera to film the Nassau groupers. We're doing a fish face project, and so we swim around with the GoPro. We try to get really close to the fish.
So and take pictures of their faces.
Mm-hmm, their faces, because they have the distinct...
So each of those Nassau have their own distinct facial pattern that stays the same as they grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take pictures of them now and still identify them in years into the future, because
yeah,
they will still have that distinctive pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Massive swells benched the dives on Monday, giving students a rare chance to hear from the boat captains, who are usually out on the water during the live streams. DOE Research Field Assistant Jonathan Rivers encouraged kids to consider a career in marine science.
I mean, just go for it. We have the natural resources here that are available to us around all three islands. We're surrounded by beautiful, you know, waters. We've got a lot of biodiversity. There's so many different species that are being studied. Yeah, if it's something that you're passionate about and something that you really want to do, I just say go for it.
The last stream is tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. You can catch it by heading to youtube.com/WeSpeakFishReef or by heading to any of the Department of Environment's social media pages. You're listening to Radio Cayman's latest local news. Creek and Spot Bay students were some of the dozens of children who videoed in to watch Monday's Grouper Moon Project live stream, fresh off of their schools, netting a good rating by the Office of Education Standards. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller brings us the report on Creek and Spot Bay Primary.
This is Creek and Spot Bay's first good rating since 2019, building on three consecutive satisfactory ratings in a row. The primary school in Cayman Brac has 105 students from nursery to year six. In this most recent inspection, the school was judged as good, with particular improvements noted in, quote, student progress across core subjects, reflecting improved teaching and enhanced learning outcomes. To continue this improvement trend and aim for an excellent rating next time, OES inspectors are encouraging Creek and Spot Bay leaders to continue to raise attainment in core subjects, reduce, quote, variability in the quality of teaching by enhancing instructional quality, and further develop students' independent learning skills by providing more opportunities for them to engage with problems and tasks without immediate adult support, encourage resilience, critical thinking, and problem solving across subjects. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Two Caymanian artists are sharing the country's top contemporary art prize as the National Gallery wraps up its latest Tri-Island Biannual. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The National Gallery of the Cayman Islands announced the award winners of its fourth Cayman Islands Biennial, Archipelago, following an award ceremony held on Friday, January 23rd at the gallery. The organization says the exhibition brings together 60 artists and collectives across six venues in Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. The biennial's highest honor, the Bendel Hides Award, is shared this year by artists Joanna Austin and Randy Chalette. Austin is recognized for Street View, a collection of drawings of South Church Street. She says the piece reflects on isolation and connection in the digital age.
We are three islands, but we are one country. And when you're using the social media, you're just you isolated as a single person, but you're also part of this greater global digital community.
Chalette is honored for Laid in Stone, a site-specific installation made from stacked and painted cement blocks that the gallery says represents generational growth. The Bendel Hides co-winner says the recognition fuels his artistic development.
I feel honored to be amongst, you know, other artists and see all of us as we grow, you know. So it helps me to expand and just to grow as an artist and see, you know, where else I could take it.
National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart says the biennial gives Caymanian artists a chance to engage with issues at home and abroad.
Each iteration of the Cayman Islands Biennial serves as a vital platform for artists working across a range of contemporary art disciplines, ideas, and approaches, inviting viewers to consider how art responds to both local realities and global dialogues.
In its statement, the National Gallery says Archipelago brings together 76 artworks across six venues, exploring the intersection of individual identity and collective experience during what it calls a period of rapid national transformation. The Bendel Hides Emerging Artist Award went to painter Ian McRae for his triptych Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, Little Cayman, which uses layered symbolism and scale to explore how the three islands are connected. Sculptor Stephen Lang Loy is named Emerging Artist Runner-Up for his Ode to Ten installation on view at Grambella's in Northside. Admission is free and the biennial is open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. until its official closing on February 18th. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Finally, jazz, and trance, big band kicks off this year's Cayman Arts Festival, taking to the Harkwell stage on Thursday with a live show blending classical jazz, swing, blues, Latin jazz, and Caribbean rhythms. K-Musica's Marius Gaina.
It's Dennis Carbo and his entire big band that he has with a lot of students. Some of them they are involved in our program, some others in other programs, but music teachers. I mean, it's the image of Cayman, with everybody coming together to perform nice music and having good time. You can find there your friends, you can find there people that is like, oh, it's from Cuba originally, things like that, but amazing.
You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.